Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It is Wednesday, the 10th day of August, 2005. We're going to be live for the next 3 hours. The global controllers, the alpha parasites, want to destroy our culture and our sovereignty. And they pulled out all the stops to do it, to bring us into this world government system. And all over the nation, now Spanish is the primary language, even when only about a third of the patrons are speaking Spanish. It doesn't matter. It's about forcing you on to Spanish to break up the Southwest, which our government's doing a fabulous job of right now. And in Denver, a whole bunch of their biggest libraries are on the verge of going Spanish first. Can you imagine if a bunch of English speakers moved to a town in Mexico and tried to say, we now want this to be English first? They would laugh at you. Can you imagine if a bunch of English speakers moved over the border and if 8 towns were flying the Mexican flag or the American flag and no Spanish was allowed? Because in El Cenizo and other towns here in Texas, the Mexican flag flies, no American flag, no Texas flag, and English is not allowed in court proceedings. And you notice the feds don't say a word. But if L.A. doesn't have 15 different languages posted, the feds come in and trounce them. Again, it's about creating balkanization. It's about stopping people from assimilating. It's about creating that divide-and-conquer type scenario. So we got a guest coming up just for a few minutes later in this hour to talk about the Denver situation. Then coming up in the second hour, we have the gentleman arrested for asking Rumsfeld a question. And I've been kidnapped by Bush for asking a question back in 98. A lot of other people have, too. And so we'll be talking about that in the third hour. I got Glenn Spencer from American Patrol coming on. Talk about the all-out anarchy on the Texas border and some areas of Arizona as well, with travel advisories issued by the State Department, with deaths, with car bombs going off, with hundreds of dead a month. It's literally more dangerous than Israel, but they choose to not even tell you about it. Just minor footnotes in the news. And Glenn had been predicting this for years, and now it's... I remember about 6 years ago he was predicting it on this show, back when he lived in California, hadn't moved to Arizona. So Glenn's coming on to talk about that. There is just a bunch of other news. They're going to capitalize on 9/11. They're basically making it a national holiday to worship the government and worship the destruction of America and freedom. They're going to have a big police state extravaganza with troops marching around in New York, again, giving you the image of troops keep you safe, troops save you on 9/11, troops, 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 let the troops be on the street corners, let them question you, show them your papers. Troops prodding you as freedom, just like it was in Russia, just like it was in East Germany. Enjoy it, love it, live it. Pentagon to host 9/11 march and show. The Pentagon will hold a massive march and country music concert to mark the 4th anniversary of 9/11, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said in an unusual announcement tucked into an Iraq briefing yesterday. Oh, yeah. Maybe Bush can land via jump jet, Harrier jump jet. Maybe he can land and get out in a commando outfit. There he is, your leader, the Texan, the John Wayne, who's afraid of horses. And vacations in Texas in August when it's 105 degrees, when most Texans want to get out of the state. Doesn't matter if he's afraid of horses and a blue blood. He wears a cowboy hat. You can trust him. And fighter uniform. What a commander. We're so lucky our emperor is a commando. A man of power. A man of grace. Our leader. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon-222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most addictive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforest of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we got three very important guests coming up today. As Spanish becomes the official language, 12% of the population, but it will be the official language. Again, to balkanize the country, this is all run out of D.C. And then coming up after that, again, a gentleman who... At the end of Rumsfeld's speech, you had press passes, asked Rumsfeld a question he didn't like, and Lord Rumsfeld said, clap that man in irons. How dare you besmirch a representative of the crown? I mean, you want tyranny, folks, you're going to get it. You notice all over the country, new freedom initiatives for forced drugging and psychological testing. You know, Supreme Court rulings, they can take your private property, and by the way, you don't even get just compensation. That's the big secret. Confirmed. You notice all these rulings about no more due process or probable cause or warrants. We don't need no stinking warrants. I have our sheriff before last, Margo Frazier, on the news saying, oh, we don't need warrants anymore. Well, who told you that, you demonic pig? And I don't mean she's a pig because she's a elected peace officer. I'm in resemblance. Okay, I'm being cruel. I just get really angry about just in our face. You don't own your property. You don't have control over your children. We don't need no more stinking warrants, badges. We don't need no stinking badges. You're above the law. Well, I'm here to tell you, you're not above the law. Listen, I'm sick of it. Okay, before I go into perseverating rants, let me just calm down. And we'll be talking about the actual war, the State Department travel advisory that is out saying that South Texas is more dangerous statistically than Israel. But notice every day we hear about a bombing or a shooting and how dangerous Israel is or how dangerous South Africa is or don't go there. Don't go to... But the most dangerous travel advisory, other than a few places in Africa, is the USA. Yeah, back in the USSR. You don't know how lucky you are, but they just keep it quiet. Burning vehicles, burning buildings, hundreds of dead a month, rocket-propelled grenades on a daily basis. I mean, seriously. We put together a big data page. Oh, I just forgot. I know Ryan Slickhuysen is on his way over here to the studio to get last night's TV show, which was very good, with reports, interviews with two MI5 agents blowing the whistle on government-sponsored terror in England and on 9/11, and also an interview with Michael Meacher, former number three in the Blair cabinet and, of course, member of Parliament, and a more footage of where I was bullhorning Parliament. We haven't put all that out yet, and I know he's about to get here, and there's nobody at the front door to let him into the studio. So, Ryan, you have to sit out there to the next break. I know you were supposed to be here at 11, and I just forgot about you. You see, I'm so busy, I now communicate with my staff over the radio. This is how we do it. But where was I going with that when I got off into... I mean, we're told, give up all of our liberties, give up all of our freedoms. Why? 56 people got blown up on some trains and on a bus, which is horrible. Though that many people die every day on the highways. Let's just get rid of the Bill of Rights, get rid of the Magna Carta, get rid of everything, and just let's have checkpoints in the shopping malls. Let's run around screaming, throwing ourselves at the feet of the government. Just, I want to be your slave. Oh, you know, us Americans, we're a bunch of cowards. We're not the toughest, brightest people like we used to be. No, we're the most groveling. We're not men. We're little rodents. We're little field mice. We're the tiny pygmy mouse. You know, we are the size of your thumbnail. We grovel in fear at our own shadows. Why, 55 people died. Let's give all our freedoms up while the border stays wide open. And meanwhile, we've got Mexican commandos trained and controlled by the CIA slaughtering hundreds a month on both sides. It's no big deal. I just can't get over how overt all of this is. I just can't get over how in-your-face it is. I mean, literally, folks, it is a war zone. An absolute, total war zone. And our government keeps it quiet because, first and foremost, they want those borders wide open. They want those illegals at the tune of 3+ mil a year to pour across. They want to balkanize this nation. They want that $250 billion a year in schmack money and cocaine money, and they're going to get it, and they got to have their death squads kill their competition because the Mexican mafia and other people just aren't paying their cut. And Bush Sr. didn't put up with Noriega not paying his cut. Instantly invaded, totally made up. You think WMDs are made up? I remember, I've seen the Panama Deception many times. I've interviewed some of the people that were there. I ought to dig out their names and get those young students on, college students who are now, of course, married women with children. Last time I talked to them, but it was four young women at their dormitory. No one kidnapped them. No one had held them hostage. Our news announced, young women have been kidnapped by Noriega. An incredible rescue fleet is going to save them. No civilians are being killed. Meanwhile, the Puff, the Magic Dragons, C-130s with huge howitzer cannons and Vulcan Gatling guns just blew up about half of Panama City. Literally, I've seen the footage, folks, just half the city on fire, just blowing everything to pieces. Noriega's asleep, you know, drugged out on heroin, a heroin head. He doesn't even know what's going on. He tries to escape. And I've got the footage that you never saw on our news when they walk out and they go, well, thanks for escorting us. Were we in danger during the invasion? We were just in our dorm watching it on television. It was just made up, and they just go grab a few women. Here they are. Here are the heroes. And then our media is all told to shut up. Don't interview them. I've interviewed them on the show. That was about 8 years ago. I got to get them back on. There's just so much I want to do. Just totally made up. That little toad didn't pay his cut. And then it's in the documentary. I mean, he bought too many palaces and was just doing too well and got a little greedy. A pig that didn't fly straight. What do they call that? You know what a Hassa is? It's a pig that doesn't fly straight. It's so greedy that it wants more. I mean, it's so ridiculous. So we have the same thing. But they can't have Pup the Magic Dragons flying around with howitzers hanging off the sides and giant Gatling guns destroying everything and dropping white phosphorus bombs from A-10 Warthogs and helicopters. They can't do that on the Mexico border because it's, the drug dealers, they own so many houses and palaces, they're moving around. And, again, they've cut in about 40%. Government's own numbers on the cartels that we know work with this government. And it's every cartel that doesn't play football is getting hit and hit hard by Mexican commandos. But a lot of these drug dealers, security people, they're Mexican commandos too. So our Mexican commandos, and by ours, I mean our criminal governments, are having trouble with their Mexican commandos. And there's a CIA training base, I know right where it's at, down in South Texas, where they're training hundreds more every few months. And they're using them in Dallas. I know I talked about this yesterday, folks, but I just can't get over it. I just can't get over that. Imagine if Muslims had killed 5 cops in the month of June. I haven't seen the numbers from July, though they're saying that they're going to be even worse because statistics always come out 2 or 3 months after, so we're up to June. 5 dead U.S. cops, 18 dead Mexican cops, just on the border in Nuevo Laredo and Laredo. Okay? And 127 dead, as they call us, civilians. 127, over 24 kidnapped American citizens alone. Kidnappings. Families. Kids. Can you imagine if a Muslim kidnapped one child and drug him over the border? It would be international news, top headlines, dun, 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 tonight on CNN, the evil terrorist, the child in peril. The president would be on the news right now giving broadcast. We are under attack. I'm about to invade Syria and Iran. We know they're behind it. Aircraft carriers are preparing. I have nuclear warheads loaded. They've kidnapped Jenny. Dun, 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 Fox News. The terrorists have kidnapped children, just like the Beslan massacre. It's unbelievable. Dun, 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 top story. Give up all your rights. Meanwhile, it's literal tracers and explosions and helicopters and tanks blowing up and just total warfare, total bedlam. Our government commandos teamed up with Vicente Fox's commandos going after the Mexican drug cartels that want the tens of billions of dollars they've been making. So they got capital, folks, so they got weapons. They've even had some cases in central Mexico of, missiles being fired and shooting down helicopters. I mean, it's getting crazy. Dun, 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 tonight. Now imagine, why? Why is it just a minor footnote on Lou Dobbs, who might mention it once a week? Well, stuff's really gotten bad down there, another travel advisory. I just cannot, can you imagine the Fox News graphics if Muslims had kidnapped over 24 American citizens? Can you imagine the Fox News graphics where they were firing rocket-propelled grenades at U.S. Embassies and consulates? The mission, as it's called. Think about that. You know why they're firing at them, don't you? Because the drug dealers know where the commandos are coming from. It's not like they were born yesterday. And this is open knowledge with mid-level and high-level drug dealers, folks. This is just public. And it's been in our newspapers in Texas that, strangely enough, months after being trained, each new group goes rogue. They're trained in Alabama and Georgia and facilities in Texas, and then they go rogue immediately after being trained. Why does the government keep training them? Oh, I don't know. They're going rogue. Oh, and I'm a Chinese jet pilot from Pluto. I mean, it's just... The mastermind bombers, MI6 in England. Oh, what a surprise. Same story over and over again.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific. The most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Call now 1-877-300-0040.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Think about this for a second. Every time Some Palestinian fires an RPG or a rocket-propelled grenade over the wall and it blows up harmlessly on some rock, it's international headlines. A vicious, deadly, incredible attack was launched. The most savage, the most incredibly, viciously calculated It's just they're under incredible bombardment. Meanwhile, rocket-propelled grenade attacks on a daily basis all over the Texas border. They're shooting Border Patrol, they're killing, they're slaughtering, and nothing's being done. It's just a minor footnote. So cops, when you know, I mean, if a citizen kills a cop, it's like a god has been, you know, thrown in the toilet or something. I mean, it's just the ultimate blasphemy. But when a La Reconquista kills a cop, it's a minor footnote. See how they manage you? See how they manipulate you? See how they control you? All right, I'm done talking about that until Glenn Spencer's on with us in about an hour and 35 minutes. But Pentagon to host 911 March show. Ah, yes. Yes, feeding off the deaths of those people, getting gas mileage out of it. The Pentagon will hold a massive march and country music concert to mark the 4th anniversary of 9/11. I wonder if all those country singers are afraid of horses, too, like Bush. I'd like to see Bush running a squeeze chute and trying to herd 500 head. I'm so sick of him and that cowboy hat, I'm about to puke. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said an unusual announcement tucked into an Iraq war briefing yesterday. This year, the Department of Defense will initiate an American Supports Your Freedom Walk, Rumsfeld said, adding that the march would remind people of the sacrifices of this generation and of each previous generation. That is, use it as a fear-mongering scare tactic. Remember 9/11. Remember what Mad Dog Ben Richards did, the brutal slayer of 50 men, women, and children, now going for broke on the running man, Mad Dog Ben Richards. She was his confederate, his lover, and now she's going to be going head-to-head for her crimes against the stalkers in the running man. Who loves you, and who do you love? It's so sick. I mean, I am really tired of it, folks. That's all any of this isn't. Just like the running man, folks. Fake newscast. And they take one of their agents, and they blame him for the attack. You know, I'm no fan of Muhammad Atta, folks. He was a really bad person. But he was a U.S. government agent, not just an asset. We have the evidence. And he thought he was doing hijacking drills, and that's what happened. Just like in the fictional... And the fictional running man, Mad Dog Ben Richards, is really the person that said no to killing the men, women, and children. That's how they work, folks. Oh, you're going to be part of a drill. Here, carry this on board the train. Good. We'll make sure you're, even though you're blown to pieces, we'll make sure that there's a, that your ID is left at every site. And then our agents will screw up and leave your ID at two sites apiece. Yes, 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 yes. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. They always make mistakes, and it always comes out who's behind it, and now we've got to watch military being used by these criminals. The march will start at the Pentagon, where nearly 200 people died on 9/11, and end at the National Mall with a show by country music star Clint Black, another person who couldn't make it as a rock and roller, so he put on a black Stetson and midgeted about. And again, I don't even mind Clint Black's music, but I mean, it's just another phony. I guess he's going to leave here a better man, knowing Clint Black this way. Things I couldn't do before, now Clint thinks he can, like be a little twit for Lord Bush. Word of the event startled some observers. I've never heard of such a thing, said John Pike, who has been a defense analyst in Washington for 25 years and runs globalsecurity.org. The news also reignited debate and anger over September 11th and linking it with the war in Iraq. That piece of it is disturbing since we all know now there was no connection, said Paul Rickhoff, an Iraqi veteran who heads Operation Truth, an anti-administration military booster. Transmission continues on the other side with a quick mini-guest concerning English not being the official language, and then a ton of news and your calls. You don't want to miss it. Transmission continues on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway. So watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you know me.
You know, we've had the head of the Border Patrol Union on. We've had the tired Border Patrol agents on. We've had so many experts here with us on the broadcast, just time and time again, and they will tell you it is a one-world government stated plan. Now the newest CFR plan is out for the Pan-American Union, and our government is implementing. The Canadian papers say it's the end of their sovereignty. Our papers really won't report on it. Lou Dobbs has talked about it. And our government is doing everything they can to make sure our communities don't assimilate, to make sure that we don't have a melting pot, to make sure we don't get along. And really, it hurts Latin Americans and Asians and others the most. English is the world language. It's that simple. The English took over the Picts and the Scotties and the Welsh and the Irish, and then they took over the planet with their ships, mainly because they have the secret of vitamin C. That's why they're known as Lineys. Other people would laugh at them for carrying big kegs of lime around, but that enabled their ships to have about twice the range because their crews weren't dying of scurvy. They had it for about 200 years before other countries figured it out. So English is the world language. Sorry, it is. But our government wants to break this country down and wants to hurt the sovereignty of this nation and the culture of this country. And so they're doing everything they can. And now seven major libraries in Denver, this is happening in other areas, are moving to make Spanish the first language. And you'll have to ask for someone to speak to you in English. And we have the town, again, of El Cenizo. There's been a 10-part series in the San Antonio Express News by, David Garza, wrote some great articles down there. And now it's eight different towns since they first did that 10-part series 5 years ago. Eight different towns fly the Mexican flag, no American flag allowed, and no English allowed. And the feds don't swoop in and say it's discrimination. So you also have the government, these interests that want to break this country down, playing off of these very nationalistic, very hateful attitudes towards the United States. And joining us to talk about this for the next 10 minutes or so, and he just got over pneumonia, so he can barely talk. So we're not keeping too long. I've had this before, where my voice is shot with laryngitis, not with pneumonia. But Ron Tunkel, and Ron is one of the chiefs over there at U.S. English, is the nation's oldest and largest nonpartisan citizens action group dedicated to preserving the unifying role of the English language. One of the few things Schwarzenegger has done that's good, I believe, is be a member of that. One of the few good things we can say about him, but a side issue. Mr. Tunkel, thanks for coming on with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Alex.
You bet. Tell us about your position at U.S. English, and then let's get into this latest outrage.
Sure. I'm the Director of Communications and Research here. We are dedicated, as you said, to preserving our common language and making sure that English remains our unifying factor in our nation.
Sounds good to me. I mean, number one, it's helping Russians or Asians or a Venezuelan to learn English. I mean, the first thing the Japanese, the Chinese, the Germans, the Dutch, the French do is teach their kids how to speak English.
That's right. They're doing it in Mongolia now, in Chile, in Egypt. They're doing it around the world. They're focusing on English learning. Meanwhile, the United States remains, well, what are we doing here?
Let's just face it. You know, all cultures are not equal. I'm just going to say it. And English, as a spoken word and as a written, is dominant, and people should just give in to it instead of trying to resist it.
Well, English parents know around the world that English is the key to their children's success. And that's why in China, as I speak, hundreds of millions of people are learning English because they know that when the Olympics come and things open up in China, English is going to be the key to better jobs.
We also need to talk about English. English is the most mongrel-type language there is. It formed out of about eight different Germanic dialects, Scandinavian Viking dialects, Roman, Greek, combinations of Latin. That's the it's also not just the world language because of the British Empire, because there were other Dutch and French and Spanish empires that were almost as big. It is so versatile because it does recombine and grow and expand.
That's right. We borrow from many other languages. You look in a dictionary where the words came about, and it's from all different nations, all different walks of life that have come together in English.
Absolutely. And so, again, for those that don't want to learn English, you're just hurting yourselves. You know, I had a lady one time go, well, when I was in school, my teacher said, you've got to learn English, and she was racist and mean. And I told the lady, I said, no, did she say she was trying to help you? If she didn't like you, she wouldn't try to make you learn English.
That's right. There are millions of people around this nation who want to help people learn English and are looking for that opportunity so that they can make sure that we succeed as a nation, that we become a strong nation and going forward.
What's going on with this disgusting, I mean, who's behind this move to make seven big libraries Spanish first?
Well, the Denver library officials have created this language and learning program, which would basically make seven of the Denver libraries Spanish dominant. So that if you wanted to go find some English books, if you were a student or you were an elderly resident looking for a novel, that you would have to ask, well, where's the back room where you keep the English books? It's an absolutely crazy plan. If Denver wanted to change some of their highways to have signs only in Spanish, I think the world would be up in arms.
I wouldn't joke. I mean, almost every, not almost, every time I make a joke, it's announced 2 weeks later.
Well, certainly I think the American public would revolt if that happened, if they were driving out on an interstate and they all
always, whatever the worst thing is you can imagine they do. So I predict within 1 year we will start seeing Spanish on the road signs.
Well, last year we were able to get a rider into a transportation bill that banned that practice for a year.
So it's already being attempted. Okay, see.
Yes, now we've got to do that again to ban it for 2006.
See, no matter how horrible. Okay, so it's already happened. Okay.
Yeah.
It's always worse than I thought. Okay, people who think I exaggerate, folks, know it's worse. Let me just ask you, who is behind this idea?
This is a group of librarians who think they are benefiting society somehow. I can't understand how they want to give things to one-third of the population that is supposedly Hispanic, even though a lot of them likely speak English and succeed and do things as Americans. I cannot understand why they want to segregate their libraries to one small group of the population.
Well, that's what multiculturalism is. It was only meant to destroy existing strong minority communities. Then they reform them under government control and use them as political tools.
Well, that's exactly right. We have always been a diverse society that has come together under one language and as one people to succeed. And this seems to be pulling us apart and wanting to take us in different directions.
Well, I wonder if, let's say, you know, national average, what is it, 14% of the population is what you'd call Latin or Hispanic or Latino. I don't know what name everybody I talk to wants to be called by a different term. How about Americans? But you know, we got 14% that are from other, you know, countries south of the border, former colonies of Spain or Portugal, so they speak Spanish, and they're up here. Now, imagine if 14% of a town in Mexico was English-speaking, and we said, okay, now the libraries are going to be in in English first. They'd laugh at us.
They would have a ball with it. They'd be like, why are you doing this? This is a Spanish-speaking nation. Just like here, we're an English-speaking nation, and our libraries and our police stations and everything should be in English.
Well, there's a big joke going around, ha-ha, you're going to have to learn how to speak English. You're going to have to learn how to speak Spanish. Hey, I want to learn how to speak Spanish. I want to learn how to speak Japanese. I want to learn, how to speak German. I mean, that's good. But the point is that the dominant first language is what you should be aspiring to. So it's crazy. There's almost like this arrogance that, we're not going to learn English. Well, all you're doing is hurting yourself.
Well, that's right. Many colleges have a foreign language requirement. I took 7 years of Spanish during school. It's great for people to learn other languages, but certainly if we moved to a nation where English wasn't the main language, we would learn that language. That would be our survival tool in that nation, and that should be the way it is for people moving to the United States. We need to keep stressing English learning.
No, you're absolutely right. It's just nauseating to see this happening. Are they going to be able to have these major seven libraries go Spanish?
We're hoping no. The public in Denver has come out against it. Representative Tancredo of Colorado has taken the plan and said this should not be allowed to stand. So we are hoping that we're going to nip this one in the bud.
What else is going on? I mean, if people are trying to change road signs, what's next?
Well, we have a retired colonel in Oregon who suggested earlier in the week that we make the U.S. military entrance exam, we give it in Spanish as well.
Well, they're going to have to do that. Did you know over 20% of the ground forces in Iraq are not Hispanic? They're illegal aliens who were instantly legalized. And so we could get to a situation where we have almost an entirely foreign army.
Well, I can't imagine an army where they can't speak English. I mean, war is troubling enough to have the confusion of a language barrier.
They're just going to put Spanish-speaking generals over them. Got a report here of Border Patrol agents who were actually Mexican citizens, we're now learning, who are covertly working for the Mexican government. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, that made the front page of the Washington Times here today.
Yeah, and I'm sure you know about the State Department travel advisory saying South Texas is more dangerous than Israel.
I have not seen that one, no.
So you haven't heard about the rocket-propelled grenade attacks and the hundreds of dead? The kidnappings, the car bombings in Dallas?
No, I have not.
They've done a really good job of keeping it quiet. So you haven't heard about them closing the U.S. Mission, the U.S. Embassy in Nuevo Laredo?
No.
Go to Infowars.com. We got a big section on it today. See, this is what I'm talking about. And you, because I know you're a smart guy, your group, I mean, you were up on everything I mentioned. I wasn't up on trying to change the road signs. So I mean, you know, you obviously probably know more about this than I do, but you don't even know about literal anarchy going on right now, did you?
No, I mean, there are definitely some problems in our border communities. There's no doubt about that.
18 dead cops on their side, 5 dead cops on our side in the month of June. You didn't hear about that?
No.
That's because the news, folks, is not... There'll be a Reuters report, a little CBS News online report, but nothing big. Well, I mean, you know, talking about cultures, too. With the language comes a culture. And I'll be honest with you. I think the Nazi culture was despicable and evil and bad. A culture of death, a culture of black uniforms. I think the Soviet culture that Stalin had that killed 50 million people was a horrible culture. I think the Aztec culture of sacrificing 10,000 people on average every year, many of them small children, I can make a moral judgment. It's just nature's laws and the laws of nature's God that, you know, if I run up to an African and steal his knife, he knows that's wrong. You know, that's nature's law. Well, nature's law... you know, says that all of these things that are happening says these cultures are bad. Okay, I'm sure there's some good aspects, but the culture of kickbacks and corruption and 90% of people being total peon slaves is not a culture I want, and now we've got Mordido, kickbacks, all of this corruption, and the same people that are feeding off their immigrant populations, they want to keep those immigrant populations under their control and ignorant and not speaking English being empowered. Do you agree with that?
It has come clear time to have an immigration and language policy for this country. I think we've gone on way too long, and I know you and your listeners would agree that Teddy Roosevelt did a great job 100 years ago stressing immigration, assimilation, Americanization, and English, and since then we've just been... We've lost control of it.
We were the most liberal immigration policies in the world, but still you had to be checked for TB at Ellis Island. Now TB's exploding, whooping cough's exploding. They've had a whole bunch of deaths in Austin of your kids, folks. They go to school, the illegal alien from Russia or Mexico coughs on them. They die. We've had 7,000 cases of leprosy, wet leprosy, last year. On an average, we only had 10 cases a year before that. I mean, 7,000 cases of leprosy, CDC, doesn't that sound delicious?
The Childhood Immunization Project, which had looked so well in the late 70s, we were gearing towards knocking some of these diseases out. And now I know I'm a volunteer in an emergency room here. We're bringing some of these things back. And it's a very scary proposition for all Americans.
Well, I mean, leprosy we haven't had in 100 years.
No.
But now, out in East Texas, they got the biggest facility in the U.S. for lepers, and it's jam-packed. Lots 7,000 lepers. Boy, this is just wonderful. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, if Haiti's so great, why don't we all move there? Because it's not great, folks. If Russia's so great, why don't we all move there? I mean, I know you guys are focusing on English only, or English being the central language. USEnglish.org, just us English, USEnglish.org, we have a link to it. Isn't this an attack on America?
This is, in a way, a very big problem for America. This is something we're going to have to answer. We are not going to be able to just let in whoever, whenever, wherever, and ask no questions. Thousands, millions of immigrants came to the United States. They filled out paperwork. They submitted to medical exams. This was, hey, we have the door open for you. You just need to do this. And then after we let you in, you need to go learn English. You need to go attain citizenship. What happened to that?
Well, this shows the attitude of the American haters This shows their attitude, what they want for this country, how they want to break us up into an international conglomerate. And look, if you know, even in Houston now, in other areas, they got cops out doing random searches and checkpoints of bags. Cops are going to search me and point a machine gun at me because I might be a terrorist, and there's no Fourth Amendment, but my border's wide open. Mr. Tunkel, that doesn't hold water.
No, it doesn't. If any of your listeners haven't been near a border lately, just try to go near the Canadian border. I was up there a few weeks ago, and hundreds of miles in the middle of the New York Adirondacks, they have signs, you know, you better not be carrying anything close to this border, you better not be carrying anything. I don't understand it.
Exactly. I really appreciate you coming on, sir, and we can get updates there at usenglish.org. Thanks for coming on.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Take care. Get better. All right. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, Kenny, Jim, Jerry, many others. We're going to get to your calls and come up in about 15 minutes or so. We have another guest coming on who was arrested for asking Lord Rumsfeld. Once more, Lord Rumsfeld will rule the galaxy. We're going to be talking about that coming up in the next hour for about 20 minutes or so, another mini-guest. And then I've just got so much news. We're also going to give you an in-depth update on the hammer and tongs, hammer and anvil breakdown of our border and the total, complete bedlam on the Texas-Mexico border. that, again, I mean, the average people in America have no idea what I just talked about with the last guest. I mean, it is bedlam down here. Bedlam. And we have Dallas Morning News, Brownsville newspaper, Fox News clips locally. I mean, everything I'm saying is there on the site. I mean, it's worse than I'm saying. It takes hours to read it all. Hundreds of deaths per month. Hundreds of deaths, dozens of dead police. I mean, it is insane. Okay, it's freaking me out that something this big, I'm amazed. You know, it's good that I can still be amazed. On so many issues, I go, oh, Tommy Thompson, former secretary in the cabinet, is traveling the country to elementary and middle schools telling children, get microchips. Can you imagine? Kids, it's time to go hear the secretary. You know, he was the Secretary of Health and Human Services, and he's a good guy. Let's go hear him. Hi, kids. I'm here with Applied Digital Solutions. Please take the microchip. I mean, just, and I know I keep saying that every day. I cannot get over that. But the first time I heard it, I was like, okay, no big deal. And I thought, wait a minute. I've become desensitized. This is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs crazy. I mean, this is cuckoo. Cuckoo, cuckoo, this is in your face. Before I end this hour and come back and take some calls and get our guest on, it's simple, folks. I've made powerful videos. They are tour de force extravaganzas of information. They're all very long. My average film is about 2.5 hours long. Some are 3 hours long. They're mini-series. They cover multiple issues that all tie in together. American Dictators covers 9/11, the staged election, the latest New World Order activities. Martial law gets into 9/11 like no other film out there. Then it covers the latest police state and who the globalists are and their occult and Nazi connections. All the other books and videos. We have a whole bookstore and video store on the website with videos like Beyond Treason, the admissions of chemical, biological, and radiological testing on our troops. I'm glad they made a film about that. I've been meaning to do that for years. But Joyce Riley did it, and believe me, I've seen it. It's excellent. We've got that video. It's only on DVD. And just a bunch of other books and videos. Go to InfoWars.com and order Martial Law or Beyond Treason or my book, Descent into Tyranny, Paul Watson's excellent book, Order Out of Chaos, Order Out of Chaos. You need to have it. And, yes, it makes this broadcast possible. I've just gotten a new office. It's going to be a retail space for folks in Central Texas. And I'm not going to announce it until I moved in and painted it and fixed it up. It's not in very good shape right now, but it's in a good location. But, you know, we have expenses. And I'm not saying it's your job to support us, but you know we work hard, and we need your support. I need to hire more people. We could do a lot more. If I had a couple more employees, I could be writing articles about the invasion. And we're actually under attack, folks. It's more dangerous than Israel right now in South Texas. Okay, so InfoWars.com. Go there and get the videos. Don't wait. Big discounts when you get multiple copies. Huge discounts. Or call toll-free to get the videos. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and see it all online right now. We'll be right back with the second hour.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.